Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. Thank you for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. I hope this podcast inspires you, challenges you, encourages you, and jumpstarts your day. Whatever you're facing today, I hope this podcast maybe jumpstarts your day. Hey, I'm in Genesis 3 today, and I'm reading about Adam and Eve. It's so applicable today, believe it or not. Genesis 3:1 says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made." How many of you know out there that the devil is crafty? The devil is crafty, and the devil's going to come to you like a snake. The devil is a snake, and he's crafty, and he knows, and he has one plan: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And then the next verse says, "He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And I just stopped right there. I just stopped right there because how many of you know we're still dealing with the devil saying to us, "Did God really say? Did God really say?" We're still dealing with that today because we try to justify our sins, don't we? We try to somehow excuse them or justify them by saying, did God really say? Or am I covered in grace? Wait, I can still do that because I'm covered. After all, God's going to forgive me. And the absolute lie regarding that is, if you knew what grace really meant and you knew and understood what Jesus really did for you, grace will make you not want to sin. Grace will make you not listen to the enemy. Grace and God's word, of course, and building your faith and all of this stuff will help you understand when the attacks of that crafty devil come. Because the devil is still saying today, "Did God really say?" Don't believe me? How about when you're doing your taxes and you think that you maybe should fudge a couple corners or write some false numbers in there, and you hear that voice: "Did God really say that you should be honest on your taxes?" How about when you're at church? I'm just bringing up some stuff. How about when you're at church and you don't like the worship leader or the worship music, and you want to tell everybody about it? "Did God really say that I shouldn't talk about people or talk about the worship music? Or did God really say that? I mean, after all, won't he forgive me for..." We are deceived into thinking that the devil still isn't saying this very thing to us today. "Did God really say I shouldn't go to that website that I know is wrong? Did God really say that I shouldn't go to that R-rated movie? Did God really say that I should cheat in any way?" I'm just running it down. I'm just thinking of things as they come to mind. Don't you hear those voices? Don't you hear that, "Well, if you do that, it's not going to really matter"? Don't you hear that? This is where we need to have our, what I like to call, "It is written" voice ready. What's your "it is written" voice for the devil? Sometimes it could just be Jesus. That's it. Just say the name of Jesus and those voices will stop. Sometimes it just is saying, "I rebuke you by the blood of Jesus," and saying it out loud, because the enemy doesn't hear you when you think it. The enemy can't read your thoughts. We have to speak out loud. And when those voices come that say, "Did God really say?" That's when you need to be strong enough and say, "Yes, devil, God said, it is written," and go from there. Your "it is written" will send the devil running. But we're so busy with what the world has written, most of us don't know what is written in the book, in God's word. We have all these celebrities coming out and declaring what their truth is now. What is their truth, that they're fluid and all this other crazy stuff? I'm here to tell you, they're going to one day find out what truth really is. Oh, they can tout what their truth is now, what they believe their truth is now. But there is truth, and then there is truth. And one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, whether you believe that or not. One day, every single person is going to die, and we will have a choice of heaven or hell. We will choose that. People get so ridiculous in this world. Well, how can a loving God send anybody to hell? Well, guess what? God doesn't send anybody to hell. We make that choice for ourselves. That's the truth. So when you hear that enemy whispering, did God really say? You got to get that word inside of you. You got to get that word inside of you where you know what God said. And yes, you can say, yes, devil, God said, by his stripes I'm healed. Yes, devil, God said, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Yes, devil, God said, no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. So you can go straight to hell where you belong. See, once we get that word of faith inside of our hearts, buried down deep, those demonic temptations of the devil saying, did God really say, will be very apparent. When God's word becomes our word, and our words become his words, the devil has no chance. See, the devil only has as much control over your life as you give him. Problem is, Christians are surrendering. They're surrendering to COVID-19. They're surrendering to politicians. They're surrendering to the government. They're surrendering to all kinds of different things. And the Bible says to give your heart and your life to God. Give your heart and life to Jesus. Stop putting your allegiance in all this other stuff. Because once your allegiance is in other things, guess what the devil's going to do? He's going to come and he's going to say, did God really say? And you're going to say, I'm not really sure. The devil's going to come and he's going to say, did God really say? And you're going to say, you know what? I don't think he did. He's going to come and say, did God really say? And you're eventually going to get to a point where you say, you know, I don't even really care what God said anymore. It's so easy to back away from God and to backslide away from God when the world is calling you and enticing you with all these things that absolutely don't matter. But the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, 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 and all of these other things that you were seeking shall be added unto you as well. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will understand and know what God's perfect and pleasing will is for you. Then you will be able to know that the devil is sitting there saying, did God really say? Once you know what God says, there cannot be any question. Once you know, once you have God's word down in your heart, you'll know when the enemy is talking, and you'll shut him down like the loser he is. I love that the Bible says somewhere in there, it says that my heel is on the devil. It's like I'm stepping on a snake. There's something about the heel being on the devil's throat. So there's something in there about that. I've got to do some more research, but I just love the thought of stepping on the devil, kicking the devil, saying, go back to hell where you belong, because you have no power. You have no power. The devil attacks us with sickness and sin and temptations of all kinds, saying, did God really say that he would heal you? And then we start to twist it by saying dumb things like, well, if it's his will, he'll heal us. What? It said, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Why do we try to even debate it? Why do we add things to what his word already says? Did God really say, if you laid hands on the sick, they will recover? Our answer should be, yes, he did. And that should be the end. So when you hear that voice, know the word and shut that voice down. Shut that voice down. If you don't know any word, just say no. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life. I plead the blood of Jesus over these circumstances. I plead the blood of Jesus over my health. And get into the word and know what his word says. And then when he comes along and says, did God really say? You can say, yes, he did. And remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.